If you're like us, you've dreamt of building your own business empire and the freedom it can bring you. But with hidden challenges along the way, it forces us to answer the hard questions like, how do we grow a real company without taking on debt? Or how can we get leads and buyers when there's so much competition out there? That's why tens of thousands of people have joined OneFunnelAway.com to get those questions answered. And now they're walking a new path of entrepreneurship. I asked some of them about their shocking journey from failure to freedom. I'm your host, Shane Larson, and you're listening to One Funnel Away Stories. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the One Funnel Away Stories podcast. I am your host, Shane Larson, the One Funnel Away manager here at ClickFunnels. And the One Funnel Away Challenge, as you guys probably know by now if you're listening to this podcast, is our 30-day coaching course where we take you through the very principles, the foundations of funnel building. We get you, you know, a funnel built up and out the door in that 30-day time frame. Now, keep in mind, like, we don't just say, hey, here's what to do, build a funnel. We talk about the mindset. We talk about, you know, how you can build your offer, what's your perfect customer avatar, and everything. We try to get you guys framed perfectly for how to build a funnel, because the funnel building process itself is not that hard. It's the actual psychological factor behind it, trying to get everything framed first. And then once you start putting the funnel together, it all makes sense. That's what we teach you in One Funnel Away. And on this podcast, we're interviewing customers who have seen success, those who have come through One Funnel Away, have started building their funnels, and in particular have earned their One Comma Club Awards, which for us is if you've generated at least $1,000 through your sales funnel after going through One Funnel Away and just, you know, implementing a lot of the things in your journey. So we'd like to interview the customers and hear their stories and learn more about their entrepreneurial journeys to help inspire others that are out there as well. Because a lot of the times we hear from the big dogs, and that's cool because you get the motivation from those who have been there. But I like to hear from the ones who are coming up too, because I think that also is relatable to a lot of people and it can inspire a lot of people. And today's no different. We're going to be listening to the story from Barbara. I'm going to let her pronounce her last name once. We joked about it before the recording. I can't pronounce her last name. It's French. But Barbara, could you pronounce your name for us so at least everybody knows how to pronounce it when they see it here on the title?
No problem. So it's Barbara Roux-Levrin.
I don't know. I messed that up completely. Tried to roll my R. Yeah, it's a little different than Portuguese. That's the only other language I speak. I do not speak French, so I'm not well versed in that language. But Barbara's joining us, and I'm excited to have you with us, Barbara. So thank you, and let's get to know you a little bit better first and foremost. So talk to us about your business background. Let's know Barbara, the entrepreneur, the businesswoman. So talk to us, Barbara, about your business background.
Okay. So I actually became a coach 10 years ago. And really my specialty is helping, this is what I call them, helping women who are too nice, like I used to be, and helping turning us into kick-ass women. Okay. So I turn women who are too nice into kick-ass women. And I love what I do. And it's really my calling. And, you know, I heard about ClickFunnels many years ago. And I don't know, I just love the idea, right? Like receiving passive income. And I was really fascinated with that. And but it took me a while to get there. and honestly, I have to say that I found Russell so inspiring, right? The community that he has built, so incredibly inspiring. So I knew, I said, oh my God, the day I have a funnel, I don't know how, when, where, but the day I have a funnel, I want to do it in that community.
Ooh, that's really cool to hear. Okay, so, you know, so Barbara can relate to a lot of you out there who are listening to this, you know, experience in the business world, 10 years of being a coach, had heard about ClickFunnels, hadn't quite gotten into the funnel building journey, but knew that like, hey, if I want to start building funnels, I'm going to go through ClickFunnels. I'm going to do it there because, you know, you trusted Russell. Russell's the guy that like, he's super likable. And I'm not just saying that because he's my boss, right? Like everyone's like, well, no duh, Shane, he's paying your bills, right? But no, like I really do like Russell. He's a likable guy because he relates to a lot of people and he's open and he's honest. And the way that he can like relate is just, it's awesome. There's a reason he's built the community that he has. It's because he's a very genuine individual. So that's cool to hear. And I love your business model. You're turning, you know, what you would call, you know, regular nice women into quote unquote kick-ass women. So I think that's awesome. I think that's phenomenal. It almost kind of reminds me of sort of what Garrett J. White's doing with his, on the men's side of things. But do you mind sharing a little bit about like the process that women go through in your course?
Okay. No, I love it. So I want to say I'm a Latina, right? So I grew up in Latin America. And you know, Latin America as a whole, unfortunately, is very chauvinistic. So women, I think, more than, for example, in the US or in Europe, we're really taught to be submissive and be nice and smile and don't make anybody feel bad, right? And of course, it works when you're a child, right? Because then you are likable. The problem is when you become an adult woman, then you tend to attract people who want to take advantage of you, right? Narcissists into your life. And you don't dare to speak up. You don't dare to share your truth. And this is where I found myself. So I married a Frenchman. This is how I ended up in Europe. But the problem was, yeah, that I felt like a second-class citizen in my own marriage, right? And then it took me some years to realize that, oh, I'm not the only one, right? There are many, many women in that situation. So I really felt that was my calling in life. And really, what I love to do is help women connect is to their essence. I mean, I really, as you can see, have this slogan, these two arms. But this refers to emotional strength, right? And that's the name of my program, my website. And what I mean by that is that this is what we want to be. You know, this is what builds character, right? That we have this emotional stability, that we can speak up our minds, you know, in front of whoever it is, that we can show up, right? Dare to show up and say, this is who I am. And so my program consists of that, you know, is first teaching women, you don't have to change. You don't have to become like anybody else. You don't have to change your personality. Actually, it's the opposite. I want that you really connect to your essence. Like I realize, oh my God, I'm actually a very feminine woman. I really love soft energy. And I can stay in that energy and still be successful, right? And in that energy, I can attract a wonderful man, which I have, right? I have a wonderful partner now, and who respects me. And so this is what I want for all women, you know, because no, women who are so that have a good heart deserve a great relationship, right? So I teach them stuff like, don't throw your pearls to the pigs. Right? When you are giving things that are not valued, that's throwing your pearls to the pig. So you have to change. You either change your strategy or change that, you know, or change that audience, but that's not your audience, right? So it's about, yeah, love. That is, you can stay feminine, you can stay soft, you can stay kind and still honor yourself and surround yourself with people who honor you as well, respect you, and truly love you.
Oh, I love to hear that. That is so cool. And I'm sure there's listeners out there right now that are like inspired by this. So we'll get to that in a little bit of where they can find you, by the way. I think that's amazing. And Barbara, so you had this calling in life. You feel like this is your calling, this is your drive, and you're out there. And what I liked about what you said is something I wish a lot more people would also get on board with. Like there's other people that you can help that are feeling the same way that you were feeling. I know there's a lot of people out there that like I was just talking to a buddy of mine just the other day about his skill set that he has. He owns a business and he doesn't think that. I was like, you should build a course around this, man. It'd be kind of a cool idea for other people who do what you do. And he goes, no one would care about that. No one cares about this. And then he got back to me within 24 hours and found out after he was talking to a few people about it that there were a handful of people that actually would care. So like when you were just saying that though, like there are other people out there like you. And I think that's something that people need to realize. Like you have, just because you don't think that there's other people out there, you're probably wrong. You're probably going to meet people just like you. And if you have the skill set and the knowledge to help them, and it is your calling to do so, you can do that. That you can be super, super powerful. Now, Barbara, when you had this business and you had been introduced to ClickFunnels, what caused you to want to take the One Funnel Away challenge, though? When did you take the challenge, and what was like the main reason? Did you say, okay, this is the time I'm going to build a funnel around this, and I knew I was going to use ClickFunnels, and I just heard about this One Funnel Away challenge? Like, how did you even hear about One Funnel Away, and when did you decide to take it?
Okay, I hope I don't hear you that well now. I hope in the recording it doesn't show like that. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you great.
Okay, then I'll continue. So, you know, I think like many people, I had heard of the One Funnel Away Challenge, right? And it was like in my radar for a long time, right? And it just took me a while to make a decision, right? And to finally say, you know, forget about everything else. I'm going to dedicate this 30 days, right? Or at least that was my intention. And I'm going to dive into this thing and I'm going to make it a reality because this is something I've wanted for a long time, you know? So I have to say, I took it, I don't know, maybe like a year and a half ago. I'm not sure. I'm not exactly sure, but something around that time. Around that time, or maybe a year ago, I think I said, let me take advantage of the pandemic, right? And anyway, I have to be home. And I said, okay, forget it. Let's do it. So this is how I dived in.
I love that. Real quick to that point. One of the things that I love about that is the fact that like so many of us, like we talk and talk and talk, but nothing's ever actually going to change. Like if you want to build a funnel, I'm going to encourage you guys to go through the One Funnel Away Challenge. Now, you don't have to go through it. There's a lot of people who haven't gone through a One Funnel Away Challenge. You figured it out on their own. But I can promise you, if you go through One Funnel Away, we're going to teach you everything you need. And it's going to be 30 days. It's probably going to skyrocket and enhance that experience so much faster. Like you're going to get everything done quicker. It's going to speed up the process because you're going to understand everything on the foundation level that you need to understand. It's going to eliminate a lot of headaches, but it's the same concept of like, let's just say people want to lose weight, right? And they're like, oh, I want to eat healthier. And I was on a run this morning, right? I was out there running a 10K this morning and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, I hate running, by the way, but I do it. I do it anyways, just because it's good for me to get out there and it's good for my mental health as well. But I was listening to some speeches, like some motivational speeches while I was running. And one of the guys was talking about this exact topic of taking action. Like so many people want to lose weight. And it was kind of like me. I remember this a year and a half ago during the pandemic. I was like, oh no, like I've gained some weight. It's time to like do something. I'm never going to do anything if I don't start moving my body. Yeah. So I started running and you actually have to dive in and do something. So you had the same goal of like, and there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there. Like I want to make things better. I want to put a course out there. I want to get this online, but they don't do any action. This required a little bit of a step of faith, a commitment, a minor financial commitment to get into it and do it. But you did it. You got in there. And I'm curious, Barbara, I want to know, like, what was your experience, like the first couple days of One Funnel Away? What were your thoughts as you got in there? Were you excited? Was it kind of overwhelming? Was it like, was it good, bad, ugly? What was it? Tell us about your first couple of days inside of One Funnel Away.
So in the beginning, I was super excited, right? I think it's easy to get excited in the beginning about something and, oh, okay, the first day, this is easy and I can do this, right? And the problem was more as things progressed, right? And I would really like to say this. This is, I think, is so important. It's not like after I did the One Funnel Away Challenge, that was it. I created my funnel in those 30 days and wow, wonderful. No. But you know what did happen was that even though I didn't do everything that was in there, it really gave me like some really deep foundations. Specifically, you know, when Russell talks about the Epiphany Bridge, it really actually what it did for me was that it made my mission more clear than ever, right? It really helped me to, Barbara, this is what you're here to teach. This is your main teaching. And you know what? I've gone back to that over and over again. You know, whenever I lose myself, like, oh, but there are so many things I can teach, you know, I go back to, no, this is my main thing. And I love that, right? So I found it overwhelming. And many people might say, oh, am I really going to be able to do everything in 30 days? You know what? It doesn't matter. I didn't do everything in 30 days, right? It was overwhelming for me, but I stayed with like the main things for me. And this is what I use later on to then have somebody, I actually hired somebody to do the funnel for me eventually, but it was based on what I had learned during those 30 days.
See, I love that you say that because there are some people that come in there and they commit and they go the full 30 days and they're able to get it done and stuff. And some people, they might get behind, right? And that's the real open and honest like truth. And I love that you're sharing that because, yeah, and we share this with people. I always tell people inside the challenge, Barbara, I'm like, listen, if you get behind, still go. Like, don't just quit going to like pick up where you're at and keep coming to class, basically, because it's kind of like Eric Thomas once said. He's like, don't, like keep going because like, let's say if you're going to flunk out of a class in college, well, keep going the rest of the semester because next semester, when you come back to retake that class, you're not going to be starting at the half of the semester. You've already got the information. Now it's just sharpening the tools and whatnot. So keep going, do what you got to do, but retain the information that's going to be necessary. And I tell people that all the time. What you just said is that you're going to take this far beyond the One Funnel Away Challenge. The One Funnel Away Challenge is 30 days. It's a month. The rest of your entrepreneurial journey, your funnel building journey, these are the principles and foundations that you will utilize moving forward. And so I'm glad that you said that. I'm glad that you said that because you've taken those things. And you said you mentioned that you had hired somebody to build your funnel out for you. That's what we teach in One Funnel Away. Not to build, like, we teach you how to build a funnel, but we do teach you the principles of the who, not the how. So if your skill set is not necessarily to build the funnel and you don't have the time for it, maybe find your who that can do it, but you might have a different vision of how to explain, here's what I need done, because now I understand what's necessary, and you found your who. So I like that as well.
The epiphany bridge. Actually, to be honest, I found that so liberating during the One Funnel Away challenge that they were telling us that exactly. Okay, so you're not good with whatever graphics, find somebody. You're not good with that, find somebody. You know, and as entrepreneurs, we really think that we have to do everything, and that's really right. That's how we get into failure, right? When we're trying to be everything and do everything. So to me, it was so liberating. Exactly. No, I found somebody. And I contracted her and she built a funnel for me. But as you said, because I had already done it, I knew what I wanted to share, right? I knew the transformation. What was it about? So it just worked out perfectly. So I say to people, even if you don't do the whole 30 days, even if you cannot build a funnel after that, even if you don't do everything, the few things that you learn there are going to be so useful.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And you're so right about entrepreneurs. You know, we all have that problem of like, if it's our baby, we want our hands on everything, right? Like, we want to be able to have a piece in everything. But at some point in your business journey, you know, you're going to have to scale. And in order to scale, you've got to let go of a few things, right? And everyone that I've talked to, literally everyone, you know, not just Russell and those who have taught inside the One Funnel Away Challenge and those other big entrepreneurs like the Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi's and Gary J. West. I'm talking about everybody that's been through One Funnel Away, entrepreneurs that I meet in my local city here. They say the same thing, that as soon as they figured out how to delegate, if you will, like throw those things out, they were able to scale. That's the thing, is some people don't understand that on the front end, you're like, well, I have to pay money for them to go do this, but you don't understand how much more you can do when you have someone who's an expert in that field. Delegate that out, and then you can focus on what you're good at, and you would be amazed at how fast that scales compared to what it would have taken for you to do it all on your own. So I'm glad you shared that. So glad. You did mention the Epiphany Bridge earlier. Do you mind elaborating on that a little bit for us, Barbara? How the Epiphany Bridge is such a useful thing for you as well, and how that specifically applied to your business model for coaching?
Okay. Yeah. I've heard another phrase. Somebody described it as you've cracked the code, right? All coaches, right? We've cracked the code for something in particular. And so how great is that? That if somebody's going through the same challenges that I used to be facing, right? As a woman who was too nice. How cool is that? That then somebody who cracked the code on how to stop being that, and then to be able to have the relationship and the business that I want once I change that, right? How cool is that? That there's somebody else that already did it and can just spell it out for you. Like, look, no, listen, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're feeling. And this is what you're, but this will create these results. And this is what you need to do, right? So yeah, so that, to me, that's it. I've cracked that code for that particular thing. So this is what I want to share with as many women in the world, right? And when I want to crack the code to, okay, how do I take my business now to, you know, to many more people? Or how do I become, a better entrepreneur, right? Then I know there are other people that have cracked those codes, right? And so I want to bring them into my life, because we don't want to spend years and decades trying to figure out, right? And reinvent the wheel. We just want to, okay, no, you have that piece missing, I want it. And this is how we can grow faster.
I love that. Crack the code. I like that phrase. I dig it. So Barbara, talk to us about, after One Funnel Away, you hired somebody, right? And you were able to continue on with your funnel building journey, utilize the things that you learned. And I want to know, once you got your funnel up and out the door, like from the time that it got up and out the door and it was finally live, how long did it take you to earn your One Comma Club Award? Like how long before you earned your first 1,000 through your course that you built?
My God, it was ridiculous, you know, when I think about it, because we think about it, right? Should I do it? Should I not do it? And, you know, but is that the right thing? And blah, blah. Oh my goodness. And that was my biggest shock, that once it was out there, I put it out there. I mean, I didn't even pay for Facebook ads, you know, honestly. I just shared it on my social media and sent it to people I knew. And it literally took me 1 week to reach the one comma club, you know. So I was like, oh, I should have done this 5 years ago. You know, honestly, I should have done this 5 years ago. But
Oh,
hey.
I love hearing the stories like that. That's awesome. I should have done it 5 years ago. That's a tagline right there. Should have done this 5 years ago. And that's the power of, like, for one, online marketing. But if you, everybody wants to be online now. So, like, it feels like all these entrepreneurs are coming online, but you've got to also understand that there's a big competition online. So how do you get a competitive advantage? Well, funnels are a very, very effective way to do that. As you can see that if those are listening, those who are listening, $1,000 or more in a week from the time you actually get your funnel launched, if that's not worth it to you, then maybe you're in the wrong space. But $1,000 or more within a week of launching your funnel without, like Barbara said, without even putting Facebook ads out, this is organic at the front end. That's pretty incredible. Like that is pretty incredible. When you look at it, you're like, $1,000, man, that's crazy. And that starts the momentum, right? It continues to build from there. And I'm curious, I want to know more about, so, you know, it's been a little while since you took one funnel away, but, you know, your funnel building journey, your coaching journey since then, have you made adjustments to your funnels? Have you built more funnels since then? Or have you kept that same one and been building, you know, off of that? Like, what's been the funnel building journey since you earned your One Comma Club award and continue moving forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I launched this funnel for this, like for a small course, right? And so now I want to launch other funnels, right? I want to do other courses, launch more funnels. So I'm just like talking to the person who built the funnel for me. So yeah, and I want to do, you know, the upsells and the downsells, right? Like get the squeeze the maximum out of that, and also offer people different price points, right? Because before I did the funnel, I was only doing one-on-one coaching, and it was, you know, a big price point. And I would said, no, I want to be able to accommodate more people, and why not, right? And so yes, so I am in the process of building more funnels. That's definitely what I want to do. And it's so easy, you know, once it's built, you just send this link, and you know, and then you get this notification, right, from Stripe, bing, you have received money. And is there a greater feeling than
Yeah,
that?
that's what I always tell people. Like it's weird. It's a weird feeling because you've put your stuff together, and all of a sudden you get that notification from your merchant account, whether it's Stripe or whatever, and you're like, "Oh, that's actual dollars in my bank account. Like that's money in my bank account. Like somebody paid, and now that's going to my account." Like it's kind of a cool feeling that people don't realize. Like when you're on the online space, like somebody paid for you. Like and that's awesome. And another thing is like I can tell, Barbara, that you have what I always joke around about. I call it funnel vision, you know, not tunnel vision, but funnel vision. So like once you get it and you kind of start realizing how effective they can be, once you've done it, then it's like, I can do this. Like you were just saying it, upsells, downsells, this and that. And like, you can have different price points. That's what a lot of customers say too. Like the price point thing, they understand that like, oh, I can do a front end offer like this and then upsell them to this and use an order bump for this. And I can provide so much value and I can get different types of customers coming in. And above all, you're building an email list. So that list are customers that you can, you know, utilize in the future when you have new things to offer. And so you continue to build and build and build, and it's just hitting from all angles. You've got that funnel vision, funnel fever, funnel fever, we call it. And I think it's awesome. So, Barbara, what advice would you provide to somebody who's either in the One Funnel Away Challenge right now or is thinking about taking One Funnel Away? Maybe they're in the same boat as you. They've heard of ClickFunnels. They're familiar with Russell and his work and stuff, but they've never really built a funnel out yet. And so they've heard about One Funnel Away. They're listening to the podcast to kind of get some insight from people that might be like them. What advice would you provide them?
I would say follow your heart, right? If you feel this tug in your heart, oh my God, that sounds so cool. I love this community. I love the way they talk. I love what they're doing. That means your heart is calling you to do that. So don't wait like me 5 years. Just take a plunge. Even as I said, even if you know, oh my God, but I cannot dedicate 30 days, I won't be able to do it. It doesn't matter. you will get some things that you will definitely be able to use. I mean, Russell shared so many things in this challenge. So you're going to learn so much. And so much, as I said, was liberating. Just that, figuring that out. No, don't try to do everything yourself. Just that, honestly, was so big for me. So even if you know you're not going to complete it, it just costs $100, which is nothing for all the value that you're going to get. And then you will find the way and the time and whatever to implement it.
You just answered my last question too. I was going to say, was it worth the $100 investment? So you said it was nothing, right? Like, I mean, it's $100. $100.
No, it's nothing. No, the old, oh my God, such so much knowledge that Russell shares with us, all the stuff that we learn is nothing.
I mean, I love it. I love it. Barbara, you know, you've seen the success so far in your, you know, entrepreneurial journey, and you've been in the coaching world for 10 years. And now you're starting to see some more, like the online space, you're starting to get the funnel fever, the funnel vision. Like I said, what should we expect to see from you in the next 12 months from your business?
Ooh. oh God, that's a big question. Yeah. What can we expect from me in the next 12 months? I definitely want to continue to scale. I want to continue to offer more courses, offer more things, build more funnels. I mean, I want to go full in. I want to do the full Monty, you know, and I've wasted enough time already. So now it's like, no, now is my time to like go full steam ahead.
I dig that. Today is the day. I love that. You're ready to rock and roll. So we look forward to seeing the growth. It's cool to see the growth already that you've had in relatively short amount of time since you started One Funnel Away, right? Even if it's a year and a half, like that's a relatively short amount of time for the amount of time people are in business for years and years and years. So in a relatively short amount of time, you've seen success there. How, like, it's just cool to see the momentum starting. I cannot wait to see where you go from there. And this is your opportunity, Barbara. For those who are listening, I said earlier that I would love to hear more about where we can find your information. If there's women out there or someone who's listening right now knows of a woman who could benefit from your services, where can we find you?
Yeah, that's great. Actually, the best place would be my website, and that is emotional-strength.com. And there you can see testimonials, know more about me, know exactly what I do. That would be the best place to do it, actually. So, yeah, so if you're a woman who is too nice, you realize, oh, my God, and you're always putting other people first, or you know friends like that, send them my way. That's not a healthy way to live.
I love that. I just went there. I'll put this link in the description, emotional-strength.com.
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. It says, are you too nice, a people pleaser, a codependent perhaps? Okay. You guys go to this website and you go check it out. We'll put it here in the description. And, you know, Barbara, I just want to say thank you for sharing your story with us here on the podcast. I'm hoping that someone can take this and be like, okay, she can do it. So can I. And she sees, you know, or they see what you were able to go through and are able to potentially utilize that for motivation moving forward. So once again, Barbara, thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you for your time. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. For all the listeners out there, make sure you're subscribed to the show, share it with your friends and family, and come join us in the One Funnel Away Challenge. Just go to onefunnelaway.com. We'll be in there helping you out. We got another one starting soon and we hope to see you there. Take care.
Bye-bye.
If you want to be part of the journey and create your own story that can be shared just like this one, then sign up at onefunnelaway.com to get started with the next One Funnel Away Challenge. We have a new challenge coming up very soon, and we want you to be part of it. This is where you'll learn the strategies and build the foundations of funnel building, along with understanding the basic principles of traffic so you can fill your funnels with paying clients. The coolest part, we do this all in 30 days' time. It doesn't matter if you're an established business owner, a 9-to-5 worker looking for additional income, an affiliate marketer, or someone who's completely new to the entrepreneurial game, it doesn't matter. Regardless of where you're coming from, you need to be here in order to take yourself to the next level. So again, head over to onefunnelaway.com to sign up, and we'll see you in the challenge.